I just put yeah, the,
what was that speech you mentioned on the Google?
Oh, the Harrison Butker speech?
Who's Harrison Butker?
That shit is insane. So Harrison Butker is the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And he like did, I think it was like a small little college.
Yeah.
He did the commencement speech. Yeah, Benedictine College.
Benedictine College?
In Atchison, Kansas. And so he did this whole speech where he was like talking about how like traditional families and shit.
Yeah.
And at some point he goes, yeah, women should always be mothers. They should always be part of the church. They should always be in the house,
mm-hmm.
making lunch, making mm-hmm. dinner, taking care of the children.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got mad.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. He's the... so people are making fun of him because he's the fucking kicker. He's like...
No one gives a fuck about it.
Exactly,
kicker,
dude. He's the only...
Even if you save the game, I don't think anybody's going to give a fuck about you for more than a day.
It's the only position in football where you don't get hit. Like, cause, and he was talking about like masculinity and shit. Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld's been on his masculinity type shit.
Masculinity.
On his Israel type beat.
Yeah. I fuck with Seinfeld though, you know, man. That's mostly Larry David though. Okay.
Isn't it all Larry David? Didn't he just do the writing?
Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I don't actually know all the ins and outs of Seinfeld. All I know is that every once in a while they'll get a pretty good, like, oh, that's like a funny thing. Like Jerry will say something.
Mm-hmm.
Or even Kramer sometimes, man. Crazy Kramer.
Crazy Kramer.
Imagine having a neighbor so weird that he visits you.
That's a pretty normal neighbor. Welcome to Mothers I Learned From, episode 7.
Episode 7, the luckiest number there ever was.
Lionel, son of a mother.
Guillermo, son of a mother.
I think we need to start getting back to our roots. Talking about mothers.
Yeah.
We've been straying away.
The thing about mothers is, because society works so hard to sort of deplatform all of them, not a lot of interesting mother stories that are easy to find. Exactly. Obviously...
When you look up mothers in the news, it's always sad shit.
It's always depressing. Well, I'm not even looking in the news, man. I'm looking online for, like, posts and stuff like that. They're all talking about how their kids suck, their husbands suck, how they need, like, how their labia hurts and stuff like that. And it's like, I'm trying to get something goofy and silly, but just the dark reality of being a mom.
Yeah. There's...
Too much to bear.
When you look at moms in the news, it's all depressing-ass stories. It's... Marathon mom ignoring her kids.
Marathon mom?
Yeah.
Was she good at running?
If she's marathon mom,
is she she's too busy?
She's busy running.
She's like an extreme athlete person, but it's for marathons. So she's like constantly just running around.
Yeah. Is
she can't take care of her kids?
She's a personal trainer in Brazil.
She's too busy running through Brazil with those gel packets. You know those gel packets, man.
Oh shit, dude. There's, like, a TikTok here.
Mm.
If you look at the video, she's about to cross, like, the finishing line.
Yeah.
And her children are, like, coming up to her. And she fucking, like, ignores... Hold up, this has to restart first.
She doesn't know she's being recorded, or...
No, she knows she's being recorded. It's the end of the marathon.
Is that her husband, the bald guy?
That might be... I think that's her trainer.
Her trainer, the bald guy?
Yeah.
I would love my trainer more than my kids if I was a professional marathoner.
Holy shit, how long is this TikTok, dog?
Dude, you're... Yeah, this is probably why we should plan things ahead, just to, like, see how they fit into the time. But it's hard to get in the moment when you're outside of the moment to know when to put things. Lionel's playing something.
Okay.
I have not seen these kids yet that you're talking about. Are they also in the marathon?
No. They're just coming up. You see her coming up to them, and then...
Well, dude, the problem is they're before the line. They're not after the finish line, dude. If they were after the finish line, they'd be good. But
you think that's the problem here?
They're trying to mess up her time. Fuck those kids, dude. What the hell? It's all about fucking PR and shit, bro.
These PR are these kids, dude.
If I was a good enough athlete, I wouldn't fuck with my kids either, man, probably.
I like how I played that video, but nobody's going to know what we're talking about because we're audio only.
We are audio. I mean, what else could we do, man? Yeah. I feel like if we resorted too much to video clips, it'd be a crutch, man. It'd be a crutch.
No, I think we'd be good.
It's hard to manage how much of something to have, but honestly, it's probably we probably would be.
It's probably fine.
Yeah. But it was a clip of a runner when she didn't even win, man. Do people in marathons even care about winning, bro?
I think it's all about beating your personal time. Like,
your only opponent is yourself, dude. Okay. I'm fine being a little self-centered as a parent, but you know what? If your opponent is yourself, that's not cool enough. Your story isn't rad enough. It's too internal to like really be able to communicate with a bunch of people.
You get a cool medal at the end.
I don't give a fuck, man. If you're not winning the marathons, then what's the point, bro? Some people walk those shits. Old people walk that shit. Old people should not be involved in a serious sport unless it's all old people league.
What about Mike Tyson, dude?
Mike Tyson. I mean, yeah.
We talked about this.
If, unless it's a funny gimmick, then you should be able to. If you're okay hurting yourself, do it. But if you're not ready for that, fuck off the field, is what I'm saying.
I'm pro old people in sports.
I'm anti old people in almost every space, man. Driving, diners, dives. Yeah, Guy Fieri's getting up there, man. He's probably.
Did you see his fucking him on Ozempic, dude?
Is he skinny now?
Yeah, he's skinny now.
Show me that bitch. Or not bitch, cool guy. didn't mean to actually say that about Tim. Tim?
His name is famously Guy.
Is Tim short for Thames?
Yeah, like River on Thames.
Yeah, Thames. Oh, like the French thing?
No, that's British. What the fuck? Why aren't any of these pictures him on
Ozempic? Bridge on the River Kwai.
That's a good film.
What is that like?
He lost 30 pounds.
Oh, he does look skinnier. Yeah. Is that Gordon Ramsay next to him? Bless you.
Dude. This episode's just going to be a sneezing 40 times.
Oh, God. It's too bad. These are the conditions. We are Michael Jordan with the flu right now.
This is our flu game, dude.
This is our flu game. And it's but we're pod. Probably not going to turn out something that great. We're setting up a setup is a. What does it go? How does it go?
Huh? What?
You know, like the saying where, like, they say a setup is a.
I have no clue.
A setup is a comeback.
A setback?
See, you do know what I'm fucking talking about, man. A setback is a comeback.
A setback
come
prepares you for the comeback? I don't know. Come on your back? A setback?
Dude, don't even talk about cum right now. You know I've been frustrated. My cum has been loose recently.
It's been loose? It's just.
It drips out.
Much like the.
Unbeknownst to me. Allergies.
It's allergy season.
It's allergy season, as I'm sure. I mean, some people just don't get allergies. What is that, man?
Oh, it's insane.
What are these perfectly created creatures, man?
Perfectly created creatures, dude?
That's the
lucky ones?
The lucky ones, for real. The chosen ones, some might even say. God's chosen people are those who don't suffer from allergies. Everybody who does suffer from allergies, you're going to hell.
You're a mutant.
You're a freak.
You freak.
Nobody wants you around, and I am part of you, so nobody wants us around.
Exactly. We are the shunned. We are the.
I'm so fucking. My nostrils are so fucking ticklish right now that honestly, anybody could attack me right now, and I would be at their whim.
Yeah. How does the nose ring play into this?
Sometimes I scratch too hard, and it kind of hurts. Or I'll like spin it around sometimes. And it's like a different smell than I'm used to, and I'm like, is that good or bad? But I've kind of like, I'm kind of into the smell these days.
Yeah,
it's kind of an odd smell, but a purely human smell, which I have appreciation for.
Kind of an oddball.
Just call me an oddball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're a fucking dumb asshole,
bitch.
You're not even a ball. You're a fucking cube, bro.
I'm cube.
You're because like not Ice Cube, dude. Because Ice Cube's awesome. He's cool as hell. Oh, I get it now. He's Ice Cube because he's so cool. Oh, I get it. O'Shea. We just call each other by our first name.
O'Shea, can you see?
That's like a fun nickname I could call him next time we meet up. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and O'Shea, we talk game. We spit game.
You speak game?
We go to like Nobu or something like that, and we'll like really just talk about, you know.
You can get reservations at Nobu.
Well, I mean,
Every time I go, they're like, sorry, we're full.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You're sort of, like, low tier. I mean, you're not on anybody's radar. Maybe, like, your mom and your dad. Okay. But me, I'm hanging. Did I tell you I'm hanging out with O'Shea?
Who?
O'Shea and his son O'Shea. I call his son O'Shea as well.
No, you didn't tell me, dude.
I call his son OJ, actually. O'Shea Jr. O'Shea Jr. OJ. OJ Jackson Jr. Dr. Dre, we talk a lot about Dr. Dre, sort of how he sort of mishandled things, Eazy-E's death. You know, we just sort of talk about it, and it's important. Why were there no women in N.W.A.?
I don't know. Can you enlighten me here?
Want me enlighten you?
Yeah, dude, you seem to know a lot about N.W.A. You watched the movie?
Yeah, I did watch the movie, the documentary N.W.A. behind the albums,
behind the scenes,
behind the discog, and yeah, I was on it actually. You know, like the evil manager that was like that, like liked Eazy-E and like hated the rest of them, or
the
whatever?
Guy who was in the Holdovers,
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm his son. I'm Paul Giamatti's son, and let me just say, he's awfully blue today.
Why?
Because he was in Big Fat Liar. Big Fat Liar. Agent Cody Banks.
Agent Cody Banks.
Agent Cody Banks. Asian Cody Banks.
Oh, shit.
Wait, do you guys remember that movie when we were kids, Asian Cody Banks?
It's weird, dude. Frankie Muniz, I'm pretty sure, not Asian.
Not Asian.
Don't know why they cast weird him as Asian Cody Banks.
Weird makeup choices exactly. Throughout the movie. And... But, you know, it's nostalgia. It's nostalgia. Nostalgia is actually...
Amanda Bynes in this, that one?
Mm-hmm. What's your sort of favorite nostalgia kind of thing?
Blue's Clues.
That's what gets you going? Blue's Clues?
Like, what do you mean gets you going?
Well, like, you know how nostalgia is, like, very marketable, very consumable right now? People are in for it. Like, what's something you'll tune in and, like, watch and be like, wow, I remember being little. I remember being smaller.
You remember being
SpongeBob
little?
Used to seem so old, but now he honestly seems young to me.
BuzzFeed ass comment. What the fuck? My nostalgia thing, like Amazing World of Gumball. That's pretty sick.
That is pretty good, dude. And you relate mostly to
Darwin.
Darwin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sort of a fish out of water tail. Sort of a fish tail out of water.
Sort of a fish tail. Why? What's your nostalgia thing?
Probably, what's like a goodness, like recent, or not a recentness, like something old from my childhood, like something I was really, really into. Yeah, probably, Moana. I was trying to think of something funnily recent, but I couldn't think of any. Oh, Wish is probably my, yeah, Wish, the movie Wish, the Pixar movie Wish.
Never seen it.
It's like about sort of, I think about being Latino and sort of about being, I think.
Does she wish she wasn't Latino?
Yeah, that's the main plot. She says, you know how in.
I wish I was white.
Do you remember in Wizards of Waverly Place when Alex was like, oh, I wish my parents never even met.
Yeah. The movie, dude?
What kind of a dumbass wishes for that, first of all?
Exactly. You know you're not going to fucking exist.
It was their cum and Alex egg Russo, combining, dude? That made Alex Russo and her older brother,
Justin
her
Russo.
Younger brother. There's only three of them, right?
Max Russo.
You feel like there might be more.
There's only three.
Yeah, and then they have an uncle and they have a dad.
His uncle is Shakira.
Oh, the uncle is Shakira.
Yeah, that's a good fucking... That was
that funny bit, dude.
Exactly, dude.
I loved
South
it when...
South Park stole it.
They did?
When Randy was Lord.
Oh, that's true. I mean, they basically... That's basically the same joke. That's so true. Sort of makes you think about Disney's influence.
Disney wants you to think that our female pop stars are fucking... men.
Yeah, they want to take everything exactly. away from Shakira, who probably is a mother. She probably had children with that rapscallion from like the Spanish football team or whatever. Pique? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Did she?
I don't think so.
Well, either way, man, she doesn't have...
Exactly, dude. Why are we discrediting these moms, dude?
For real, trying to say, oh, yeah, fucking fat Italian guys rule the world.
Exactly, dude. Only a man can be behind this great music.
No.
No.
Man has never made great music, even.
No,
I dare to say that every behind every great man is an
even better woman.
An even stronger and crueler woman.
Crueler?
Crueler. Because you always see, like, these fun dictators pop up in your books. The books that you keep buying and keep sharing with me and telling me to read.
Yeah.
You always see, like, all these dictators talk about their memoirs and stuff like that. Yeah, well, what about the evil women that created them?
We need a female dictator.
A female? I would love a female dictator. Yeah. Sort of like, okay, but like, what's her vibe? Like, what's her like aesthetic kind of thing? Do you think she's like deceptively brutal, or do you think she's like very outright like
evil?
Yeah, exactly.
I think outright evil.
That's cool. That's a really cool. Vibe, cool. Dude, like, we should move to wherever she's a dictator and serve under her.
Exactly, dude.
Sort of be her footstool.
Exactly. I'd be a great footstool.
Yeah, I could be into that.
Yeah, I could definitely be into that.
But again, here we are sexualizing this person.
You were sexualizing
just,
this?
Oh, well, I just think I think it'd be hot. Or I think it would be cool. This is what's wrong with
what, huh?
With the my what? Brain at least, but probably other people's brains. As soon as a woman is in position of power, I've become so distorted by sort of society and media that I'm into it. In like a,
I'm like a what way?
I'm like, oh, like, please wear long boots and step on me until I'm sad.
Please step on me.
Please step on me.
Yeah.
And women are tired of hearing me ask that.
Exactly, dude. We passed by, like, four women, and you told them to step on you.
Only the ones with the grossest shoes as well. Cause that's
some disgusting shoes.
Yeah, real beaters.
Scum at the bottom.
Scum at the bottom. Scum and at the I bottom. Am that scum.
Let me be the scum.
Let me be the scum under your toes or shoes. I'm not worthy of the toes.
The wind under your wing. Let me be the scum,
in your shoes.
Let me be the scum on your shoes.
I raise women up, but only by like 1 inch because that's how tall I am.
Oh, I'm so small.
Oh, I'm so small and I'm so used to being under the foot of sort of thigh high boots.
You a big uppies kind of guy?
No, I don't want to feel like a child. I just want to feel in danger.
Less than.
I just want to feel as if I have no power, because that's comfortable for me, at least.
Losing power or just having no power?
Yeah, having no power. I think I am. I defer. That's sort of my motto in life. Whoever wants to control me can.
Yeah, whatever you guys are into.
And if they happen to be a super hot dictator with aviator sunglasses and I don't fuck with bomber the military jacket? Or whatever. No, I told you I dislike bomber jackets the other day. Why would you even suggest that?
Hey, bro, I'm just trying to get under your skin.
You are getting under my skin. I'm saying aviator glasses, and I don't fuck with the military, but I want her to have that military hat. You know, the captain's hat kind of thing?
Che Guevara that's hat?
No, that's more like a Kangol kind of thing.
Don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. Bro doesn't know hat science. Least scientific hat wearer of all time. And you claim to have a fucking collection, bro.
Yeah, dude. Bro doesn't even wear hats. We're starting to get into this now.
I wear hats sometimes. If my hair is bad enough, I'll wear it. But the thing is, if your hair is bad and you wear a hat, your hair is going to be worse.
Yeah, too.
So you just have to sign up for that, and then hopefully
it's like wearing like over-the-ear headphones and having like that bulge in the middle of your fucking. Yeah.
Your what?
In the middle of your head.
You have a bulge in the middle of your what?
Yeah, it's like
sort of like funny because like when people say bulge, sometimes they think cock and pants. He left. He's sad. He's back, and he got over it so quickly.
Yeah, dude, that's just like me.
It is like you. Just you don't ever hold on to things super long, which is good and bad because
at least 2 seconds.
If you're not super sentimental, it sort of makes me question how much you care about me. Like, okay. Would you lose a limb for 10 years of my life?
Yeah, I could go without a limb.
A leg?
A leg, yeah, that's a limb.
A whole leg, not even starting below the knee.
Yeah, yeah.
For 10 years
for
of my 10 life.
10 years of
just
your
for
life,
me
yes.
To maybe be alive from 60 to 70.
Yeah.
You would do that?
I think I would do
what
that.
What about 70 to 80?
I would still do that, I think.
Really?
Yeah, 70 is not that old anymore.
I guess I have to do that for you because I have to reciprocate that. But 70 to 80, man, I mean, not anymore. You're right, dude. All this science bullshit. Okay. You know, if you're...
Young people are old now.
Exactly, like that old guy. You ever seen that old guy who's like, yeah, I take my son's blood and I...
Yeah, that guy's fucking disgusting.
He's awesome, though, isn't he?
No, he sucks.
He looks like a robot.
He's creepy.
He looks like Detroit to become human. And I love... Detroit. I finished Detroiters recently. I finally watched all of it.
Is that like, I've never seen it. Is it like episodic, or is it like
it's not episodic. I mean, they're going, I mean, it's not like super, it's just a sitcom pretty much. It's not like it's not like sketches, is that's what we're trying, like, not like I Think You Should Leave. It's more like its own thing, which you think it works well, but I do like the sketches better, I think. But I think it's
just his type of comedy.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's multiple. This one also has Sam Richardson.
Yeah, Sam Richardson. I think I like him more.
Really?
Yeah.
What else is he in, though?
He's in a... Fuck, it's like a... I think it's called After Party. It's like a murder mystery type beat.
Is it?
Pretty good, yeah.
It was good? Mm-hmm. Who else is in that?
Oh, fuck, I straight up...
I think
oh.
he was in some fucking alien war movie with Chris Pratt, bro.
Was he?
Chris Pratt, bro. Dude. More like Chris Fat.
Chris Pratt, terrible to mothers, famously.
Is he?
Yeah, terrible to his ex-wife, dude.
Oh, Anna Faris.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible to Anna Faris, and his new wife is the Terminator's daughter.
Yeah.
Imagine...
We do not condone Chris
As soon as
Pratt.
I enter Hollywood, I would probably do that, I think.
Were you talking about the Tomorrow War?
The Tomorrow War, yeah.
Oh, he's
you
not
You burped
in
directly into the mic. You moved your face to move closer to the mic when
exactly,
you
Exactly, that's what I wanted it to do. I want her a fan.
So the next person to sit at this mic is going to give it a deep smell, and they're going to be like, ugh, Lionel was here, wasn't he?
They're
going to know your name just from your scent. Bro.
This is a shared space.
This is a shared space. We own nothing.
Theo Vaughn was into the Tomorrow War. I didn't know he was like an actual actor.
Theo Vaughn?
Yeah, I thought he was just a podcast guy who shows up at UFC.
Do you think like a gender-bent Theo Vaughn would be hot?
No. No.
You don't think so?
Do you?
No, I don't think so either, man. I think he's kind of gross now, so I don't think he would change.
Yeah.
I'm not really into Theo Vaughn. All those kind of guys, like, I always think they're, like, pedophiles or whatever.
You think Theo Vaughn is a pedophile?
I don't really care. I mean, I just, he probably is close to enough pedophiles to where
yeah,
I, like,
true. You're... The comedy, comedians, I don't know. There's just something off, dude.
Yeah.
They're traditionally non-attractive. But they're, like, getting all this fame, dude. There's definitely something fucked up there.
I mean, that's, like, pretty much every, like, we were watching that soccer show, and it's pretty much the same thing as them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
At least they're, some, most of them are hot, I guess.
Yeah.
Comedian, it's, like, if you can figure out how to make other people laugh enough.
Yeah. That's, like, manipulating.
Exactly. They're all little scientists trying to
exactly.
figure out
what... If you know how to control people's emotions like that...
They're crafting their personality. The base of their personality is nowhere near as cool as what they're presenting as, you know?
Exactly.
They're evil guys who
all
try to...
All comedians are lame.
Exactly. They figured out empathy from, like, a on-paper level, and then they just, like, attack that.
Like, crowd work guys? Nah, dude.
We don't trust you.
We
don't
trust
you. I know what you are. If you're a comedian and you try to talk to me, I'm going to assume that you're trying... You
I
think,
just go, no!
I'm going to assume you think I'm a minor and you're trying to solicit my
exactly.
services in some sort of way.
On
and
some Matt Rife type shit.
Exactly, and for enough money, I might.
Chris D'Elia.
No, not Chris D'Elia.
I'm just...
Matt Rife for $1 million, you doing it?
Yeah.
And his whole posse?
No, just Matt Rife.
What is it? Wildin' Out? Would you do the whole
Wildin' Out? Oh, dude, Wildin'
Out. Would you do his old Wildin' Out team?
I fucking love Wildin' Out, bro. So, yes, dude.
Would you love Matt Rife on Wildin' Out?
For $1 million, and I get to hang out with the Wildin' Out guys,
with
dude?
The coolest white guy of all time?
Him, Nick Cannon, fucking... Timothy Delaghetto was on that show. Crazy name. Why the fuck did he
Delaghetto, bro? Yeah.
Do you remember him?
He was on Vine, no?
Yeah, and he was like big on YouTube in the early days.
Yeah, man. Wildin' Out, I think I would catch a couple episodes of it, but never very significant to me. Definitely did not remember Matt Rife when he first started coming up. I just knew I didn't like him right off the bat.
Dude. DJ D-Rec, dude?
DJ D-Rec? Is that like Derek is his real name?
I think so.
D-Rec is pretty cool. Like Wreck?
Wreck?
Like wreck the whole room.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what he
does. I think if I was some sort of personality, like celebrity-wise.
Carlos Miller, dude? You tell me?
Wreck-a-rooms. Wreck-a-rooms? Do you think that's pretty good?
Like DC Young Fly is the guy I was thinking.
Daniel Cormier?
Daniel. What does DC stand
for? Detective Comics.
District of Cormier?
District of Cormier. That sounds like it could be a district. Lionel and I are the only ones
that know stuff.
At least from the Bay Area. And at least out of the non-mothers that know what we're fucking
exactly.
saying.
Every Bay Area mother knows exactly what she's saying.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
except for the white ones.
My mom will bullshit, but it's sort of funny when she does.
Like what? What does she do?
God, you're asking me to pull up an example of what my mom does, man?
Our podcast is about moms?
My mom is a good host, so she's good at, like, you know, just presenting a nice kind of thing, a nice kind of image for people, which there's nothing wrong with, I think.
I don't think there is.
You don't think so?
Good hosts? That's a pretty good, like, trait to have, being a good host.
Well, she's not really a host by trade. She's a fisherwoman. She's been working at the sea for years.
She's been working at the docks.
She's been trying to conquer the sea for years. I always tell her it's meaningless, you know?
I said trait, by the way.
Trade?
Trait.
Oh. Sorry, I get confused between trading and traders. It's sort of a different... There's so many traders in my life these days.
Yeah, who's like the main trader in your life?
Probably Benedict Arnold is probably the main trader in my life right now.
That's insane.
Back in the day when we were in the Revolutionary Army together, he actually fucking he gave our strats to the enemy, if you can believe it.
You can never give the enemy your strat.
Yeah, I mean that's the rule one of fucking war. Battle.
Yeah.
Well, not war, just battles.
War.
War never changes. Unless you force it to, with violence. Yeah. Imagine being so powerful that no one wanted to fight you. Doesn't that make you think you would solve everything?
Doesn't that think you would? No. No, it doesn't.
I sort of talk like a little kid on the news.
You did.
Or sort of in a tell-all. But... Okay, imagine being so strong and so intimidating that no one would ever fight you. And imagine you gained control of the world and ended violence by being so strong.
Yeah, that would be sick, I think.
That would be sick?
Yeah.
Okay, now imagine it's me as that person and not
No, I wouldn't
you.
Be sick.
It would no longer be sick.
No, only I could do that shit.
Because you would feel insecure about your lack of strength.
Exactly, like what would I do?
You could be, like, my right-hand man.
No, I don't want to be a sidekick.
And you're not my sidekick. I mean, you'd do different things you wouldn't handle necessarily.
Nah, I'd be going up against you. I'd be your enemy.
Yeah, well, I'd defeat you because that's the nature of...
No, like, because nobody's ever tried to fight you.
Yeah, they have. I mean...
No, they haven't.
That's how I rose through the ranks.
They just think you...
You don't think I worked hard for my strength?
You didn't, dude.
You don't think I worked hard for my strength?
You're a Nepo baby ruler.
I'm not a Nepo baby. My dad had nothing to... My dad is the weakest man on earth.
My dad.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Is that a reference? Like
no,
Bobby?
I just started.
Like, damn it, Bobby, like King of the Hill?
No, I kind of create my own references.
Have you ever seen, like, an Adult Swim show?
No.
You know, never even crossed
my mind.
Never even crossed your mind to watch even one?
No.
What's, like, a good one? Oh, God, there's this one that's so awesome. Oh, God, I can't even get into it. But it's, like, funny as fuck. It's, like, funny as fuck, and then, like, oh, my God, like... They actually use cuss words instead of, like, normal words. It's actually so fucking sick.
Cuss words are normal words.
And the animation style is actually weird.
Yeah, what is it called?
It's sort of called avant-garde, sort of.
No, the show.
By, like, reviewers?
No, the show. What is the show called?
The show called?
What is the title of the show?
It's, like, so awesome, like, it's hard to even, like, put into words. Like,
yeah, but put it into words. Try.
Well, it has, like, a title, but it's just,
what
like.
What is the title?
I feel like you're interrogating me, and I feel like this is not the space.
Who's the main character?
The main character is so fucking awesome. He's, like, constantly doing, like, bloody-ass stuff.
So it's a male character?
Oh, he's just one... It's an ensemble, really. So that's, like, who I identify with, just because I, as a man, sometimes tend to put myself in the perspective of other men. But I love women just as much, and there are just as many women and non-binary characters in there as you would hope for. And they all sort of cuss and do fucking violence.
He's taking a long time to admit he's really into.
And they all sort of make jokes together that is actually kind of messed up, and it kind of only, if you have a dark side, will you actually get. So... Have you ever heard of it, or?
No.
Oh, okay. It's probably because you're just too little of a kid.
Probably I'm too little of a kid.
You are. I do look at you and I sort of think, oh, isn't that little bro?
Oh, you mean little bro over there?
Isn't that little bro right there?
Hey, little bro wants to talk to you.
Sometimes I, and you know what? As a big brother to you.
No.
Not
even close.
I mean, not too far. If I was not 7 months older, I'd be big bro to you.
Not even close.
Justin Vibe.
Justin Vibe, you're a little bro.
Who's Justin? Justin vibe?
Justin vibe.
Is he saying older brother vibe, like Wizards of Waverly Place, like Justin from Wizards of Waverly Place? Yeah.
I'm Justin,
you're Max, and you would never be Alex Russo because you're not cool enough, but Max is pretty cool.
But Justin's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, but...
So you're bitch brother vibes, dude.
Neither of us become the family wizard, so just take that chip off your shoulder right the fuck now.
Yeah, but I get a Subway
show.
This
is the worst thing about little brothers. They always think they're the main character. Meanwhile, Big Brother is carrying the whole family on his fucking back, man.
No?
Yeah.
Name two famous Big Brothers.
Alexander the Great and Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor has a little brother?
I don't fucking care. It doesn't even mean shit to me.
Bro, just... Bro, name two of the worst.
I'm going energy.
Ever.
I'm going energy vibe. You think Alexander the Great was the worst? Yeah, talk to Ivan the Terrible. He's probably worse. When Alexander the Great died, that was when the whatever empire he was a part of fell, bro.
I think it was the
Grecian.
The dynasty.
The dynasty, the Duck Dynasty. Remember that show? Remember Duck Dynasty?
I don't want to talk about Duck Dynasty. Fuck Duck Dynasty.
If you want to talk about something, then take control of the conversation and shift it to where you want to go.
Okay, I'm shifting it towards Duck Dynasty again.
Bro is a bitch, bro. Bro is actually a bitch. He stays in place and fucking gets angry about it, and I'll beat the fuck out of you.
So, I remember that one guy was super homophobic.
The old guy?
The show.
Or the one with the beard? The one who hated ducks so
no,
much?
The one who
that
was
what that show was about, but they were anti-duck.
Were they anti-duck?
Yeah, that's what, they were trying to kill ducks half
the
time.
I guess they were hunting ducks.
Well, they were sort of hunting, sort of, it was more of a battle, I think.
Did you watch it, like, actually?
Yeah, I mean, I agreed with so many of the views of the people on the
like
show.
Like what? Like, name three views.
Three views? the homophobic ones, probably racist ones.
Subscribe.
And I guess the misogynistic ones. Subscribe. I don't remember any duck women on there. A dynasty is nothing without its matriarchs.
Exactly. How can you have a dynasty without a matriarch?
You hear of Queen Elizabeth, you hear of Cleopatra, you hear of...
Shout out Cleopatra.
Yeah, more like Cleopatrick, the way they're trying to take away her womanhood.
Exactly, they're trying to erase Cleopatra from history.
They're trying to say it was all fucking... Who are those incest ones? The incest... King Ramses?
King Ramses, King Tut?
King Tut? All these little fucking...
Fuck King Tut's too.
Have you ever seen somebody with those curved little legs? What is that called? You know, like when... They got curved little legs, like baby legs.
No, I don't know.
Because they're all incest. You don't have any incest friends?
I don't have any incest friends.
I have so many people in our friend group, actually, that are so incestuous born. That's how they were born. They don't do it.
Which one of our friends is an incest?
Well, I'm sort of making it up. I didn't want anybody to feel personally. I'm not calling anybody. I'm sort of, maybe our friend Timbo.
Oh, Timbo.
Timbo is so... Ricketts.
Ricketts. Shout
I think
out
Ricketts,
Ricketts
is when you're no, not our friend Ricketts. Ricketts oh. is when you're bow-legged kind of or not bow-legged. Your legs are in a bow shape is all I know.
Bow-shaped legs?
Yeah, what's that one with your when you're yellow? Like Simpson's
jaundice?
Disease? Yes, jaundice, Simpson's aka Simpson's disease.
In high school, I was in
You had jaundice in high school?
No, I was in cooking class.
Yeah.
And we were sitting down having our little meal.
Mhm.
And this dude,
what
I think
were
he was
you eating. What were you eating?
I don't remember. Probably
Bad memory.
Probably pot.
Pot? You had pot in cooking class?
Yeah, we had pot.
Oh my god. No, and this is what they're doing to kids in high school nowadays. They're giving them weed and forcing them to change their gender.
No, but we were eating our little meal and the kid in the table.
It was little, it wasn't even big.
Well, we had small portions. We had to give most to the teacher.
They're giving weed to kids and taking away their food, even if they cooked it themselves.
Yeah. So this guy on the table across from us, it's me and my group, and then his group is over there.
Yeah.
And the teacher's, like, coming by. And the dude is, like, looking at his palms, and then he turns his hand around, and he's looking at his hands.
Yeah.
And he just goes, I think I have jaundice.
Was he looking yellow that day? Simpsons-like?
No. He was like, that's the one that turns you yellow, right? He's like, I think I have jaundice. And the teacher's like, I think it's just because you're under the light. Because the light was, like...
Oh, it was a yellow
light. It was, like, a fluorescent yellow light. And he was, like... freaking out because he thought he had jaundice.
Yeah, white lighting is too sort of bad for the visuals. I feel like yellow is more calming.
Yeah, you need a natural, like,
yeah, white, it feels like I'm in
like
a hospital.
Off-white.
Yeah, I'd say off-white because I still want good lighting, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like...
None of that fucking ring...
LED bullshit, yeah. Dude. I don't even know what you're...
No ring light shit, dude.
It's too blinding to me. Ah! I don't care about being that well lit, man. Yeah, but speaking of getting lit, she was giving you pot in class?
Yeah, dude. We had pot in class.
Oh, man. To go to high school and make edibles all day? Oh, man.
Pot class.
That'd be so... Oh, pot class? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I got pot class at 2:30. Yeah. What is that? Only a 30-minute class?
We had pottery, right? That was one of the things? That was one of the courses we could have took?
Ceramics?
Oh. Did you take ceramics?
Yeah, I remember... No, I didn't take ceramics, but I remember someone did that I was maybe friends with, but I can almost picture them, but I can't put a name to them. I don't know. Was high school weird for anybody else?
Yeah, anybody else have any weird high school memories?
Anybody else ever do something insanely awkward?
What was
in
the
class?
Incident at your high school?
Did anybody ever? Oh, dude, remember when you would every day you would get a boner and your teacher would actually make you show it to everybody in class because you were just hogging it all to yourself? Oh,
why are you hogging your boner?
Oh, don't hog your boner to the class. Show it to everybody, please, in front of the class on the whiteboard. Please draw it. One time, I was in I was in Algebra 2, I think. I was, like, 15 or 16 or whatever I was. I think, like, 15. And this girl next to me kept asking. I would draw a lot, and I would draw, like, edgy stuff because, I don't know, I thought that was funny at the time. She kept asking me to draw my penis and show it to her.
What the fuck?
Which is so funny to me.
That's insane.
And I was like, no, I'm kidding. I'm just going to keep drawing my little wacky stuff.
What makes someone think, oh, yeah, draw your dick and show it.
It was more like she was trying to like make funny? It like a funny thing, but I don't really know what she was thinking. Thought.
Did you talk to her
head.
A lot?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we were like seat partners.
Okay.
Yeah. Derek Morimoto was also in that class. Shout out. I shouldn't say his full name.
Shout out, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I was just thinking of something and I completely forgot about it.
You completely forgot? Something that sort of like the movie Memento. Do you think it was something important?
I've never seen that movie, so I wouldn't know.
Do you think if you had a wife and forgot that she died and you can't even solve her case anymore because you completely forgot about her?
Yeah.
You think that happened to you?
I think so.
Have you ever written something down on your arm and forgot about it?
Tattooed it?
Or he did tattoo it in that movie. I never watched that movie, actually.
Me neither. I just know some.
More like Mementos. Yeah, Mementos and Coke.
Oh. This is what I was thinking. I remember it was a presentation, not even a presentation. We were doing a streetcar named Desire in high school.
I was in that with you.
Yeah. And like I liked going up and like reading. Like I liked being one of the characters.
Oh, you did? You liked acting?
Yeah, I think I liked acting there.
You never went into theater though, do you think? Because you were shy or something?
Yeah, I think because I was shy, but also because I'm, like, what other Latinos are there?
Bad rep.
Bad rep.
It's
exactly.
Bad for us, but there were a couple of Latinos in the theater
and the
club.
Director was racist.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of racist, but he was the kind of racist who tried to overcompensate for it. So he would have tried to give you something just because you're Latino, I think. Exactly. So he'd be so scared of being racist that he'd do that for you.
No, but I like doing that. And one time I had, like, I think it was at the beginning of class. We were like, maybe the first half, we were like, I don't know, writing an essay or something.
Yeah.
But you could like sign up. What?
Dear essay.
But you could like sign up for the role you wanted at the beginning of class.
Yeah.
So I did that. But by the time it came to like actually going up and performing, I was like going up and I was holding my book and I realized I just had a fucking boner the entire like I was like, whoa.
Wait, what? And you were standing up already?
I was like in the middle of like getting up and I was like, why do I have a boner?
Nervous boner.
I had a nervous boner. But it's okay. I had my book, so I covered it. You know, I was.
I imagine you like spreading your like crossing your knees together and putting your knees together and having your legs spread out like a schoolgirl kind of thing and covering your book on your crotch and like,
but,
no.
But luckily it was the day where it was like the dinner scene. So I was like,
I
was sitting down and there was a table in front of us in their closet.
I was in this class with you. If I dug deep enough into my memories, I could remember that. A good thing I didn't notice, I guess, but
yeah, dude. There was a nervous boner there.
That happened to me a couple times, man. The trick was to flip it up into your kind
into
of
your little
your whatever the button part. But even then, it sometimes didn't work out. And at that point, you're just touching yourself too much. Yeah. And I was always hyper aware of it. I was always hyper aware of it because whenever I'd be like out with my dad or something and I'd have like my hands in my pocket, he'd be like, what are you fucking touching yourself? And I'd be like, no, I just have my hands in my pocket. So I always thought people would think I'm like touching my stuff if ever I was. And in high school, I don't know if you remember this, I had jeans that I wore so much that, like, the little inner thigh parts.
Oh, were, yeah, I do remember that.
There were holes on either side of the upper thigh parts, so you could see my underwear if I was in, like, a wrong vantage point. And I would rub my inner thigh all the time in class because it was soft.
There's so many things we probably missed in high school that was just insane.
Oh, yeah, people are, you know, every little teenager is dealing with their own weird body thing at all times, which helps because you don't want other people to notice your body things.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing about your body? Maybe your tail?
Yeah, probably my tail.
Not a lot of people. Lionel has this really gross skin tail. There's no hair on it. I wish there was some hair because it would probably make it a little easier on the eyes.
It's just skin.
It's just skin. There's no bones either. It's just droopy.
Loose,
droopy.
Just gooey.
He just puts it down into the leg of his pants, but whenever he wears shorts, it's really...
Exactly, it's a tail.
You'd think it was his flaccid cock, long flaccid cock, but you're like, no.
It's
his
not.
His cock is tiny.
His cock is insanely small.
How would it be this long, almost bloodless-looking thing?
It's my tail.
That's his tail. You can't... He tried to get surgery, but it's like a load-bearing tail or something like that.
Yeah, I definitely have a load-bearing tail.
You cut off that tail, his fucking heart stops beating or some shit like that.
It's connected, dude.
Yeah, it's connected. It's like, got a little
face at the
end.
Interwoven into my spine.
It's got a little face at the end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He used to talk about it, but then he strangled it once.
Getting annoying.
Yeah, it was getting annoying. Kept giving you test answers that were wrong and stuff.
Napoleon.
The War of 1812.
This is a Spanish test.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, that's my tail. That's my tail.
It's not me. Teacher, my tail keeps getting mad at me.
My tail was incredibly racist.
Come on, man. You know my teacher's Asian, man. You can't say shit like that. Please, man. He's going to think it's fucking me, man.
He would pull up the classic fucking racist guy stats to you.
Your fucking tail's doing all this dog whistle shit. It's like, I was 13% of the population committing 50% of the crimes. And you're fucking, your tail was going off in A-push, bro. You couldn't get him to shut the fuck up.
2020 was a wild time for my tail, dude.
It was. Your tail got radicalized, dude.
Don't take the vaccine.
And it booked a ticket with your bank account.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not trying to go to D.C. this weekend, bro.
I'm still on winter break.
Yeah. Your tail's sort of calmed down, though, now.
Yeah.
Kind of more chill, more woke. It's been reading up. It's been
exactly.
Looking at...
My tail went to a liberal arts college.
Yeah, so...
Emphasis on the liberal.
A different kind of radicalization, and now... I mean, it keeps spouting information that we already know, so I honestly need it to shut up again. But at least it's trying to be proactive,
exactly.
I guess.
He's like, you know, guys, I know my past. I know...
Yeah, but
it's been problematic.
Oh, I forgot we said that you killed it. We said that you killed it. And yeah, Lionel's tail, we stepped on it until it died.
We just accidentally stepped on it one day.
Lionel stepped on it and broke its neck.
Why am I getting the weird deja vu that we've done this joke?
Tail stuff? I don't think we've ever done
it.
Like,
we stepped on it and it died. I don't know. There's some weird deja vu shit going on.
Yeah, we do step on a lot of stuff till it dies. Snakes, smaller creatures.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to all the snakes and worms we've stepped on.
Yeah.
They're listening.
We feel bad. We feel bad. We feel bad. Sorry to all the... sorry. This is sort of like a TikTok trend. Sorry to all the girlfriends we've stepped on. Because they're worms.
Back to stepping. This dude is obsessed with
every
getting
time
stepped
I've,
on.
Every time I've had... And okay. So I've had probably, I think, 1,000 girlfriends. They keep turning into worms and I keep...
Well, because they keep asking you, would you still love me if I was a worm?
And I'm like, okay, let me try it out. I turn them into a worm and next thing they know, they're food for me. Cause
exactly. Because he loves eating worms. Oh, my... Wait. Okay. Tangent. Away from this bit. You remember...
How to Eat Fried Worms?
Well, that too. That's what I was thinking too.
It's a good movie, good book.
That like dessert where you get like the thing and it's like a dirt cup.
Oh, like the thing you get when they...
Yeah.
I never liked the gummy worms that much.
Really?
I would prefer it with just
the like chocolate dirt or whatever.
It's just like crushed up Oreos,
yeah.
I think.
That shit was amazing.
It was all right. I mean...
Like, as a kid, that was like ingenuity. I was like,
was it, dude? I mean, ants on a log is more, it's like the same level, but it's not like something you think about. It's just three ingredients together.
And you're like, whoa, this shit kind of looks like some other
shit. I was sort of like not very, it was hard to astound me as a little kid.
I was easily astounded.
You were easily astounded? You had.
It's just my view on the world.
You had wanderlust instead of wanderlust.
Yeah.
You lusted for wonder.
Exactly.
I remember I was in like fourth grade. And I was sad because I was like, I need some sort of epiphany in my life to make everything.
In fourth grade?
That's what I was. I remember that thought specifically. I was like, I need like some significant change that comes really easily.
You had an eighth life crisis.
An eighth grade crisis. And it was fourth grade. I remember I was writing a book report and it was really stressing me out. And I was like, I need some significant change so everything is easy.
Damn, dude, you were a stressed out fourth grader.
Yeah, dude, that's why I went bald at 15.
It's true.
Michael Jordan cut.
And then you got the plugs. I remember the day you got the hair plugs.
And it works, man. It's beautiful. It was beautiful. When it was first growing out, it was rough. A lot of bullying.
And everybody would bully you. And
it was sort of from older people, too, because I guess they're the ones who are feeling more insecure about hair loss, so it's usually the older guys that are going to go after hair plugs. They're like,
all of your teachers.
You should have stayed natural to your true self.
they all know your story, too.
They're like, you're not a true baldy. That's what I would get from a bunch of old bald guys. I'm like, come on, guys. I just went through puberty.
Traitor.
I was like, come on, guys. I shouldn't be bald. My main concern with being bald is all the moles on my head.
You have moles on your head?
Yeah, I have moles on my head.
What do they tell you?
They sort of give me test answers that are right.
some sort of fucking malignant type shit?
No, they're like fairy godparents, pretty much.
Osmo Wanda type beat?
No, more like the ones from Sleeping Beauty. Because I'm sort of a beauty who loves to sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
Yeah, and
you need your beauty sleep.
And they all have the voices of old women. You.
Old mothers.
You. The test dancers see. I'm like, thanks.
They're all C.
They're all C. Kill everyone you know before it's too late. And then I have to trust
them. You're running out of time.
I have no trust to trust them. I have no choice to trust them. And then they'll say, we'll give you a dress if you kill Lionel. I'm like, a dress sounds fire right now.
That's why I've never seen him in a dress.
It's yeah.
Just, yeah. When he pulls up that dress, I'm going to... Not because of the...
I do wear a long shirt to bed, so it's kind of a dress.
Exactly.
Long... I'm sort of... I don't think I have the figure for a dress.
You don't?
One time my siblings put me in a dress, and I didn't have the ass for it, man. And it looked bad.
The ass is not there, dude. You were not slim thick.
No, I'm slim thick, but just like...
No, I'm slim thick.
I'm slim thick. Trust me. But not from the side. Not from the side.
You can't see it from the back?
You can't see it from the back, dude. My ass is...
Or from the front.
My ass is just in two-dimensional.
It folds into you.
It does, dude. Well, you know what? It still looks like a fine butt. It's just not very... It doesn't extend out much, and I would love for it to.
Trying to get that BBL?
BBL. Me. Oh, yeah. Sort of a remix.
BBL, Billy.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. I couldn't think of that for some reason. That's fucked up. No, I wouldn't get a BBL, but I don't see myself wearing a lot of dresses. And if I do, flowy dresses, not tight dresses.
Some sundress?
I'd wear a sundress.
You wear a romper?
A romp him? No, I think that's very millennial. I think rompers are very,
very millennial.
Very of the 2010s, yeah. Early 2010s.
Like high school type.
And I feel like, you know, every podcast we talk about like generational shit. And I don't identify very strongly with being a Gen Z. It's just there's so many people to hate in this world. And
it's just hate.
We just have to get that out there every once in a while. Like,
if you were to have to do a plastic surgery, what would you do?
What would I do?
Mm-hmm. What would you get done?
That's like a very, I don't know, man. I don't think I would get anything. If I had to get
one. Yeah, if gun to your head, somebody was like, get plastic surgery.
What would make me hotter? I'm so bad at, like, self-perceiving. Like, I don't know what flaw I have that is, like, the most present, you know?
I don't think I do either.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, height surgery?
I don't want to do that, dude. That sounds
you can't
uncomfortable.
Jump.
I would get, like, fucking, like, looking at my body. Maybe I get like my sweat glands removed or some shit. Like, oh, yeah. You know, like those Korean people yeah. that like don't sweat or whatever.
That's what I would do too.
Will you die if you're in the heat though?
You might. You might just combust. Like you might. Your fucking body temperature.
Just dry up.
Yeah, exactly. Your body doesn't have anything to fucking.
I was on a long walk and I didn't bring water and I was like drinking my saliva and I'm like, wow, I think this is saving me. This is my survival. So I appreciate my liquids.
Yeah.
I will never sweat. I'm keeping naturally. I don't think I smell that bad naturally. I think I smell kind of like nothing usually.
Yeah. Did you do roids?
Would I do roids? Am I in some sort of bodybuilding competition?
Nah, just you.
Nah, man. I wouldn't take all this body modification. I would only do body modification that's like cyborg shit.
Yeah?
Like, I would let them put like technology in me, but no, like, I don't want them putting like some strange like a chip chemical. In you? Not like a chip, but like cyborg, bro. Like
cyborgs have chips in them.
No, like cyborg, not. I mean, like, actual cyborg from the Teen Titans. I don't think I'd want half my face covered, unless I'm ugly, in which case you can. But I would want, like, arms, like, screws coming out of my, like, joints and stuff like that, and they make it go super fast. Would that be cool?
That would be sick.
If I just became awesome.
If you were just a superhero.
If I was just a superhero. I feel like that'd be right, dude. I think it'd be natural. You as... Would you accept me as a superhero friend?
Yeah. I mean, what would you do?
Would you get jealous?
Yeah, of course.
You would?
Yeah, I'd be like, damn, he's got superpowers.
I think I would get jealous if you got superpowers, too. I'd be like, come on, man.
Yeah. And I'd be your asshole. Enemy, dude.
You would? Yeah. You'd be my Lex Luthor?
I'd take a USB and wherever I find I'd just fucking reprogram
Stop
you.
Stop fucking touching my ass, bro. Get the fuck off me. I'm like slapping you.
It's your update, dude.
You fucking put some fucking viruses on me and shit like that.
But maybe
dude.
In like 10 years, your technology would like.
You open a bunch of tabs on me.
Your technology would be worse and they'd be like much better cyborgs 10 years later.
Nah, man, I'd get the update.
And I'd be. Exactly. That's my USB.
I would not become your computer, bro. Why are you trying to subjugate me the second I get a little robot?
And then I'd be
me?
Like, oh, dude, can you write this essay for me?
I'm fucking.
Chat GPT.
I mean. No, dude. I wouldn't mix myself with AI. I wouldn't want to lose my sense of self. I want to be...
You yourself are artificial at that point.
I guess somewhat, but not my brain. Is my brain artificial? I didn't get... Should I get, like, an acceleration chip?
Yeah, how would you get all your powers to do your power shit?
My brain? What do you mean?
Yeah, and part of your brain would...
Okay, I don't understand biology or physiological shit that well.
Biology.
Shut up, dude. I don't understand what you would need. Maybe you would need to, like, update your synapses to go a little faster so you could keep your robot shit active. I don't fucking know, man. So maybe I do have to mess with my brain somewhat. But I just want, like, a laser. Is a laser? Like, if I just go like this and laser, do I need to do something with my brain for that, bro? Or can it just be on my arm? You dumbass. You
bitch.
Yeah, but
you need your brain to be able to lift that cyborg arm.
No, what? Why? The body is
out. You just be like, shoot out. What? Do you just
the
do
body is a unit.
So every time you do this, you just shoot
what
out a laser?
Does Spider-Man fucking have to use his brain to do this shit?
Yeah, dude. He has fucking technology.
No, what?
Yeah.
No, dude, you got... Oh, I guess it is technology. The bite is kind of technology, yeah. But... No, dude. He could probably do it without doing that finger shit. I don't know if he needs to, like, press his muscle down or whatever the fuck, but...
But yeah, but his brain is telling his arm to fucking do that muscle shit.
Yeah, but I don't know if you necessarily need to, like, change your brain to be able to do that, man.
Yeah, you do.
Why are you so sure like you're some scientist, bro? You are not a scientist. You may be a nerd who knows a lot of shit about bullshit, but you don't know shit about real life ass.
I have a Bachelor of Science.
Okay, what's chlorophyll?
It's the stuff you use.
What's ectoplasm?
That's the shit ghosts, like, spew out.
Okay, you do know shit. I didn't want to test them so...
You know when the green ghosts...
The green ghosts? Green goblin?
That's it.
Gobbler, what is his name from
The Cobbler? That's an Adam Sandler movie.
The Cobbler with Adam Sandler. Is there ghosts in that one?
I think so, yeah.
I think, yeah, he fixed the shoes of ghosts. So that's what that movie's about.
Is it actually?
Yeah, you've never seen it?
I saw 30 minutes of it in my Spanish class in 7th grade.
What is cobbler in Spanish?
Cobbler?
Yeah, me ordering at a diner.
No, it was in English.
Can I get the cobbler, please? Imagine a cobbler pizza. Does that sound good? Or?
No, dude.
I don't know what a cobbler is exactly.
Me neither. Is it a pie?
Is the recording still going? I forgot to check periodically.
Oh, yeah. What time are we at? Can you go check?
Yeah, I'll go check. Say something.
You know, today is a Thursday. We record these on Thursdays. It's a little BTS. Where's the time? It's on one of the corners, probably right-hand corner.
Right-hand corner. I think we're at 50. No. I don't even... Oh, we're at 59, but we can talk for a little longer.
Oh, yeah.
Our first bit was long, and we didn't really talk
about it. Yeah. Don't know much biology. What's your favorite, like, 1980s, like... A very offensive movie.
Like, offensive 1980s movie?
Yeah.
I don't really fuck with offensive shit. I actually like shit that promotes goodwill.
Goodwill Hunting.
I like The Warriors a lot. I don't remember if that was offensive for any way, but I love, can you dig it?
Warriors.
Come out to play. Yeah, have you seen that movie?
No, but they play that for Warriors games.
Warriors. Whoa. Which is crazy because it's in Coney Island.
Yeah.
Warrior, that movie is so sick, dude. I love the idea of being in a gang that dresses like to a theme. There's like a baseball gang that wears.
Start doing it.
Yeah, what would our theme be?
Probably nerd.
I don't want to do nerd. We all wear like bow ties and like glasses with tape in the middle and stuff like
that. Exactly, and we're the nerd.
We're the nerd gang. I don't want to be a part of the nerd gang.
We're
man.
The lamest gang.
The lamest gang. Okay, but that sets a setback is a setup for a comeback. And if we set ourselves up, if we set ourselves up for failure, then we're setting ourselves up for a setback, and that's for a comeback.
Yeah.
So sure.
Pretty boy.
Pretty boy. Oh, okay. I kind of like Pretty Boy Gang.
Pretty Boy Gang.
But I feel like it'd be too hard to keep up appearances. Maybe like you really gotta. We gotta keep hiring new people to look pretty. Cause what's the longevity on a pretty guy? Like 2 years.
Like 2 years.
Timothy Chalamet has been ugly for 5 years. He was only pretty when he was young.
Whoa.
Not too young. Yeah. No, I didn't mean it like that. I was just trying to think of something funny to say. I'm sorry. He's fine looking. No offense to Timothy Chalamet, but the thicker you get. The worse you are?
I've never thought about it
when
like that.
When he beefed up for Dune 2, I shed a tear. I was like, no, please say so skinny. Please say so skinny.
Skinnithy shamel.
Skimmy. I'm not going to stay with that sort of word because I feel like it'll take me down a sort of Gen Alpha route, and I don't honestly want to avoid that. I don't, you know, I just...
Bro was trying to stop himself from saying skinny.
I don't know if you guys watched the Stephen Colbert clip on Twitter where he showed Joe Biden in a toilet. Did you see that?
No, who the fuck? Stephen Colbert? That's
we were talking about it like
shit.
He's so corny. And then, but remember when Stephen Colbert was funny, though?
No, I was like 8, probably. I didn't watch Colbert Report. I watched South Park.
Yeah, I also watched South Park. I watched like South Park and SpongeBob.
And then Colbert or the other show would come on and
there's
be like,
so
"This
much
shit is
stuff
boring."
That I missed out on though when I was because you know being born in 2002, you know there was so much good media coming out when we were like 6, and I was like too busy paying attention to bullshit like fucking Fairly Odd Parents and
which was good.
Fetch with Ruff Ruffman and fucking.
We were kids, man.
I should have been watching cooler media, dude. I could have been cooler from a younger age.
Nah, dude, we were kids.
Instead, I was fucking being mean to Ricky Romero because I knew more SpongeBob facts than he did. Because I had seasons 1 through 6 on DVD.
Oh, dude, we need to bring back DVDs.
Yeah, I'm a fan of physical media.
I liked
streaming is kind of bullshit.
I liked when you would get like cool extra features. Like commentary.
Or like games.
Or like games.
Sometimes I would have games. I don't remember what those games would be, though. Plug and play SpongeBob consoles. I had 2 of those. Or maybe even 3. I think I had 1 that was just SpongeBob normal. 1 where he was wearing his karate outfit. And 1 where it had a jellyfish as a joystick. And it was a little different looking. I remember getting that one and be like, wow, this is weird. But all I had back then was like a PS1. So I didn't even know consoles existed until I was like... 8.
I think my brother always had an Xbox 360.
Yeah, I had a...
He would always beat me.
My siblings weren't sort of very video game savvy. They were more like... Well, we played like Club Penguin and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember. I had a Club Penguin girlfriend when I was like 8.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
For like 2 hours.
Is that so romantic? Did you go to the pizza parlor we together? Did you have Puffles? Did you raise Puffles together?
I think
together?
About this probably like once every like 4 or 5 months.
Then why do you not bring it up to me?
Because I was so, we were like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was me. I was always light blue penguin.
Light blue penguin, classic.
And what I'm thinking she,
yeah,
pink penguin.
Oh, okay. So we're sort of very binary relationship, yes. You got going. Very. Were you playing into those roles at all? Was she in the house taking care of the Puffles?
No.
And meanwhile, you
we
were
would go around and play
you were
like
avoiding
the mini
boots
games.
At the fish. Oh, you'd play games.
And then so we were both at I think the parlor.
Yeah.
And then another penguin had come in.
Oh, like a third?
Yeah, like a third.
Oh my! You were having threesomes?
No,
at
no,
eight,
no,
bro?
No, no, no. This
That's
is
crazy.
Well, listen to the story.
Okay.
So sorry. This third penguin comes in. I think it's a gray penguin. Mm-hmm. Boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who doesn't pick, like, a fun color?
I picked orange, I think, more.
That's a fun color. And then, but this penguin is, like, all sad and shit. They go, oh, nobody likes me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody hates me. Just all sad and shit. And I wanted to, I was eight. I was like, I wanted them to make them, like, feel better. It was like, oh, I like you.
Yeah.
But my club penguin girlfriend was like.
She's like, you're a hoe.
Yeah. She was like, what? You like them?
And it's cool because that was probably a boy because of the gray.
Yeah.
So kind of very, very modern of you, yeah. I would say.
And my penguin girlfriend.
She broke up with you for that?
Yeah. She was like,
She was looking for a reason to get out, let's be honest.
She was like, you don't like me, but you like them? I was like, no, I like both of you. But he was being
sad. You like both of them?
No.
You can't, okay, Lionel, okay, I know we're living in 2022 or some shit like that. Everybody's in all these poly romantic relationships.
It's 2024.
Oh, I want 8 girlfriends and 8 boyfriends and 9 non-binary beauties in my
admit,
harem.
I didn't handle it well.
Yeah, of course you didn't handle it well.
But I was like, they were feeling sad. They said nobody liked them. I was just, I just meant I.
So you prioritized. You prioritized
what I said.
You prioritize a stranger's emotions over your girlfriend's. Your queen. Your queen. Your pink queen.
I didn't prioritize.
You definitely did. You definitely did. You left your binary relationship for a man, bro. You broke that trust that she had for you.
No,
and she's
like,
no,
like,
my boyfriend's gay. This is the worst possible outcome.
I was like, they felt bad. I just wanted them to think somebody liked them
and did you
as
play
like a friend.
And how many games are you playing with this fucking gray penguin?
None.
Bro?
They left. They were a homewrecker. They left immediately.
Oh, and you're the one who gets fucking egg on your face, and now
exactly.
You're upset. Now you're upset that you get fucked over.
Exactly, dude. This happened all in the span of maybe like 2-3 hours.
This is what's wrong with players.
No, actually, no.
This is what's wrong with players.
I think it was over a weekend.
Over a weekend?
Yeah, I think we got on multiple times.
You had a girlfriend over a weekend?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was going to be longer, honestly. But
no,
it would be hard to. It's hard to maintain that connection.
Yeah, especially as.
You just have to hope she goes online.
Exactly.
Got to pick the right server and shit like that.
Isn't it? That's how I lost love of my life.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's it for you, man.
I wonder what that person is doing today. I wonder if that person...
That was your one person, 8 years old, and you
and
fucked
it. Yeah, everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one soulmate, and you fucked it.
I fucked it.
Where was she from? Did you know anything about her?
I think the servers were local, so definitely, like, around me.
You could have found her, bro.
You could have found her, dude. If you're listening to this...
Do you remember her username?
No, I don't remember my username.
You don't remember your username? No. Mine was like Green Day Lover.
Of course it was.
I know. I think that might have been my password. All my siblings and I had like the same password for Club Penguin. It was all like Music Lover 96 or some shit.
You guys were
like
really
that.
Into music.
Yeah, I mean, just sort of my dad's influence, I think. He always put us on
big
to like.
Music guy?
Yeah, he's sort of big. Well, I mean, my mom too. Just we love very musical family. None of us very particularly talented at music, but we all love listening to it, man. Well, Brianna would get offended by me saying that, but it is
Why?
What it is. I don't think they'd get offended, but they play the ukulele too much. Any amount of the ukulele where it isn't like some indigenous Hawaiian cool shit is uncool, I think. It's just my humble opinion. I might have said that before. Fuck you. I hate hearing you strum. Not my sibling in particular, but everybody.
Just like people strumming.
Unless you are somewhere over the rainbow, Israel, not Adesanya, but the guy who sings the song and died. You get the fuck off the ukulele.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
Sort of a beautiful story about your romantic endeavors.
Yeah, my first love. That actually wasn't my first love.
What, dude?
I've told you the other story.
I told you you were a playa.
I was as a little kid.
As a little kid, little ass kid, playa?
Little ass kid. I was a playa.
Damn, dude. That's fucked up.
That's insane.
All the victims you made. Gray penguin.
Don't say it like that.
Gray penguin, pink penguin. Who else is there? Fucking. I don't even remember what else you told me about romance or whatever the fuck.
Oh, it wasn't really a romance thing, but I stepped up when this girl's dance partner wasn't there when I was in preschool.
Oh, you always have been a gentleman, and I think that's gotten in your way the most.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I was too much of a gentleman.
The world hates a gentleman. That's one thing.
Yeah, us gentlemen.
Look at everybody who's in power. Not a gentleman.
No gentleman.
Lionel and Ian are the last gentlemen. The last real gentleman.
The last real gentleman.
We're sitting here wearing our vests and our suit jackets and our
fedoras.
And our fedoras. And we're drinking like pretentious drinks like kombucha and IPA.
They say chivalry is dead.
Why do I get on my knees and kiss the floor whenever I see a woman? Then.
We were drinking organic yerba mate throughout
that
this
is
whole
pretty,
thing.
That is a pretty pretentious drink. It's yummy, though. I got a passion flavor that I've been into.
It is nice.
You can't
it's more of like a refreshing.
You can't blame
good.
Us. We are, you know, PNW sort of adoptees or whatever, and so we kind of have
we're taking over the culture.
We're participating in the culture most of all, though.
Exactly.
But we're not assimilating because we're not bitches. We're taking over.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We're not bitches.
We're redefining this shit. We're adding more Latino flair to Oregon, honestly.
Exactly.
Not enough. Nowhere near enough.
Nowhere
man.
Near enough.
The state is boring
Did
as hell.
Did you see that? Portland was named like the
whitest.
No, that too.
Well, that's I've known that for a while.
Yeah, me too. They were like top 10, like something
most racist.
I mean, maybe probably. They're like top 10 fucking food cities in the world, and they were the only U.S. city in the top 20.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Nah, that's insane.
Second.
But Portland,
my cousin did one time said he got the best sushi he ever had in Portland, and I was like, bro, we're from the Bay, bro. We have good sushi. Like,
exactly.
What are you talking about? Japan is San Mateo's like sister city or some shit like that. Some Japanese city is a sister city.
Yeah.
And you're telling me they got better fucking sushi in Portland, fucking Oregon?
That's insane.
I've been there. It's whatever. It's fine.
Like, what Mexican food is there in Portland?
San Francisco is like 10 times better than Portland. I have to be honest.
Just in everything.
In everything, and it's a smaller city as well, so fuck Portland.
Because, like, Portland's, like, the whitest big city in the United States.
That's crazy, man.
So, like, how, you're saying white people food is great?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's not just white people. Maybe they're saying, like, bullshit fusion food is what they like or something like that. Like, sushi burritos are just sort of fine, man.
Yeah.
I prefer just eating sushi, I think. Whatever, man.
Exactly.
They're all right, though. They're not bad.
Anyways, fuck Portland.
Fuck Portland. Anti-mother city Portland.
Yeah. What's Portland's mother city? Fucking Moscow?
Every city has a sister city and a mother city.
Yeah.
Yeah, Portland's fucking mother city is probably something evil and racist. Yeah. Like fucking, I don't know. What's like, I don't know, fucking Belarus or
Jerusalem.
Some shit like that. Some city in Jerusalem? It's conflicted right now, man. I can't say good or bad. It's honestly a gray area.
Gray area.
Whoa.
Portland.
Sushi burrito. A lot of Vietnamese people. It's fine. Fuzz good. Cool.
Thank you for listening. We talked a little bit more about moms in this episode.
Yeah, I think I tapped on the mic. Did you hear it a lot?
A little bit. But I think next week we'll have more of a mom structure.
I forgot to prepare for this week, I gotta be honest.
Yeah. We're sort of in our early stages, our sort of free flow.
Not a rut.
I think we have good episodes. Honestly, I'm liking our recent episodes.
Yeah, I like the other ones.
Last episode is getting up there in our stats. I think it's our second most listened to episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe the basketball. All right, should be in there here.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for listening. We love you guys. Bye.